Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Today, we're looking at how iPads can be used in care homes. Anchor Care Homes have been working in partnership with the University of Worcester and have revealed that iPads, if managed correctly, have significant potential to enhance the quality of life of people living with dementia. They stimulate interaction, calm residents, create fun activities, and best of all, enable real magic moments. So I've taken a trip out to the Yorkshire Dales today, and I'm here in Thornton-in-Craven. I've never been to Thornton-in-Craven before. It's very nice. I have never lived, correct, yeah. And I'm here at Thornton Hill, an anchor care home, and I have a whole variety of people around the table. I have Florence. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
And we also have Florence's daughter, Anne. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Beth.
And we have Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
And we also have Michael. Hello,
Hi,
Michael.
Hi, Beth. Yeah, are you okay? I'm the activities coordinator here at Thornton Hill. I've been for about a year now. And basically my role here at Thornton Hill is to organise activities and deliver activities which, you know, have value to the residents.
So plenty of things for you guys to get your teeth stuck into. Yeah. One that we're also mentioning today is an iPad, something that is used in many, many different ways at the moment. But how is that coming to use at Thornton Hill?
Well, I've been utilising this iPad for about a year now, and lots of different apps on it. I'm sure everybody knows that the amount of apps that you can get on the phones, whether it comes to music or finding trips or video players or like things like YouTube. They are great for just reminiscence tools. Like, you can bring old videos of Charlie Chaplin, or, you know, social events that happened back in, you know, the 50s, 60s. You can get up musical applications where you could, like, for instance, a xylophone. You could put it in the key of C, let's say, and I could play along in the key of C on a guitar or a piano, and you can just plonk away, basically, making nice melodies up. So,
and then everyone could have a little sing-song together.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also, like, lyrics as well. So, like, we were singing, me and Chris the other day, we were singing... And you are a good singer, Chris, by the way. No, you are good. You're a good tenor.
What it can do as well is let you speak and see other people and who aren't in the same room as you. So say, for example, your daughter Anne here. If Anne had a computer at home and you had one of these, you'd be able to talk to them and see them on the screen.
Oh, I see.
We've done FaceTime with my sister in El Paso, and you've done that, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I talked to America.
Just on our phones.
I hadn't realised that it was anything like that.
And how was it being able to talk?
Oh, it was absolutely super. Yeah. Yeah.
Had you ever seen anything like that before?
Never thought I'd come across anything like that before. Especially when they're so far away and she wants to know how I'm going on. I tell her all what it's like, and she has bred and born in Skipton, of course, so she does really know the surroundings and how nice they are.
What does Chris do on the iPad?
We do a lot of music on the iPad. Also, we've been looking at a lot of cars recently on YouTube, Mustangs and American muscle cars and things like that.
Are you into your cars, Chris?
I'm into cars, but not into muscle cars.
No, I don't like them.
Well, what's your favourite car?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. A good Ford car.
I also met Zahid, who has been managing the iPad implementation with Anchor and has rolled out this technology in 63 different care homes so far.
I've worked for Anchor for 9 years now. My current role is service delivery consultant. What that means is that we work a lot on activities and work a lot alongside the activity guys in supporting them. One of the initial projects that I came up with, I was quite passionate about technology and how we can kind of utilise technology in care homes in terms of it enhancing enhancing the lives of our customers. And at Anchor, we're passionate about person-centred care. So it was looking at actually what is out there and what can help us. Did some research, and at the time, they were using tablets in America, in care, nothing in the UK. So I said, why not try that here within the UK? Let's try it in Anchor. So got an iPad, and we started piloting it in our care homes. And the very first time I used it, I can remember, I used it with two ladies in a care home in London. One had gone to age 8 in her dementia, and one lady had gone to about age 10 in her memories in her dementia. Sat in their seats, kind of very disengaged, not involved, very difficult for them to interact. The activities facilitator, the coordinator at the time, was trying very, very hard to do clips of old newspaper clippings with both these ladies. Nothing, no interaction, no stimulation. We went in with the iPad, and music is very important, especially when you're supporting somebody with dementia, because music sits in a part of your brain that stays longest. We asked what music they liked, and they said they liked Elvis. Mm-hmm. So we got a singing and dancing video of Elvis on the iPad, and we put it in front of these ladies. And they completely transformed. They sat up in their seats, they sat tapping their hands on their knees, tapping their feet. And they sang every word of that song verse to verse, which was just amazing to see them transform. And that's the power of this technology, that you can really, really change the way somebody's behaviour cycle that they've got into. And you can really stimulate them, and you can really visit their memories, their interests, which sometimes is very difficult in a care setting. You know, how do you actually bring that person-centred approach to individuals without having the right tools?
Well, Zahid, thank you very much for talking us through it. There's almost limitless things that people can do with these. If there's someone who wants to find out more about either Thornton Hill or about what Anchor are doing with the iPads, is there anywhere that somebody can go?
Yeah, they can do. So if they go onto our website, which is www.anchor.org.uk, they can search about our iPad project. We've done a study with the Worcester University, so that's available there. We've got some videos around what we've accomplished so far on the website as well, so they can find out about that, and also they can find about all of our services, whether that's Thornton Hill or whether it's somewhere that they're looking local to them.
Okay, everybody who's taken part, thank you very much.
Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.